Twin Trees by Joyce Sikorsky, written on 9/10/2011 and recorded on 9/11/2011. A dream awakened me around 3:45 a.m. Wind stirred outside my bedroom window, setting the blue tarps that cover my woodpile a flap, flap, flapping. A chorus of crickets united in a common rhythm with such an incessant regularity that my heart began to beat in time with them. I got out of bed, put on my robe and slippers, and went outside to listen to the music on the mountain where I live. A full moon lit up the forest skies, and tall pines cast eerie shadows all around me. I sat down on a garden chair to watch the slow star dance of the W in the constellation Cassiopeia, when suddenly a flash of brilliant light burst over the sky. "What was that?" I said in a hushed voice. I saw no clouds, but looked instinctively at the moon, whose light was hidden by branches, then revealed when I moved my head forward. It seemed like the only plausible cause for the sudden light, but a niggling inside me told me that the moon was not the source of the flash I had just seen. So I looked up again to watch the upside-down W above me. The crickets began chirping louder, and the wind began a low moan through the trees. "So beautiful," I whispered. The light flashed again, and I knew then that it could not be coming from the moon, but still, I saw no clouds. Another flash. This time I saw that it came, in fact, from the opposite direction of where the moon perched in the inky black sky to the left of me. "It's the mountain." I half spoke the words as I stood up and climbed the cement stairs leading to the top of my driveway where I could get a better view. Cotton ball sheets, smoothed together in a satin sheen of white moonlight reflections, crept up and over the mountain as flash after silent flash now crashed from within them. The crickets sang louder, the white sheets billowed, and the blowing trees bellowed, while my heart pounded to keep time with the music, and my mind briefly split in madness for the beauty of it all, and I knew that I had been awakened to witness a sacred moment in time. It was then that I noticed twin trees in the forest towering before me like a decades-old dream, proud and unshakable, and these words like a command thundered into my mind while the wind howled and the crickets screamed, say it, shout it. Pray it, say it, say it, shout it, pray it. The spirit of freedom will never die. When it is cut down here, it will rise up there for all people and all time. United, stand, divided, fall. Say it, say it, shout it, pray it, say it, shout it, pray it. Peace, America. United, stand.